Hey there, it's Mike from Pokey Sports here, coming at you before the episode actually begins to ask for a favor. We have been working on our site, pokesports.org, for a very long time, and we're looking to make it better. We have added things like merch and coaching and calculators that are up to date to the current game, and we're really, really proud of them, but we would love to get your input on how to make the site even better. So for that reason, I have added a link into the show notes of this episode. So if you're listening to this on podcast providers, you can check the show notes. If you're listening to this on Patreon, you can check the show notes as well. The survey shouldn't take very long. It's about a 5-minute survey. It won't take much of your time. And really, it's just for the purpose of making the show better. So if you wouldn't mind helping me out with that, that'd be great. Anyway, enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Poke Sports Competitive Pokemon Podcast. I'm Mike and I play with Uno Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin and I have a sugar-free apple pie next to me and Mike won't let me eat it.
I won't let him eat it. He was just about to finish that last good bite and I'm like, hold it. Just wait. Let's go.
And then he starts eating a chocolate bar in front of me.
I did. I made him wait for it. Whatever, you ate half of that apple pie before we started and then you're like, all right, I'm good to go, and I'm like, I haven't had my snack.
But I'm American. This is like
land of the free and home of the snacks.
This is like taking away my soul. This is taking a part of apple who I pie? Am.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. that's so terrible for you. We're on episode 97, is that correct?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
I labeled this one as 96.
So did I. So did I. And then I looked up what Pokemon number 96 is, and it was Drowsy. And so I'm thinking now that this must be 97.
No. You got last week's wrong. I checked afterwards.
I did?
Yeah. 95 is Onyx, not Drowsy.
Onyx?
Right, isn't it?
Is it? Oh my gosh, you're right.
How did you do that?
I don't know. How does anybody do anything?
So okay, happy official Drowsy Day. Rest in peace, Onyx.
Finally,
always forgotten.
Onyx, the forgotten Pokemon. That's such a shame.
Wow. That is a great question. How is Onyx 96? I mean 95.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like the first gym leader's Pokemon.
I know, right?
It's like their mascot.
It's made to like expand your Pokedex by so much. It's there to show you that like you have so much to go until you've completed this thing versus like later generations where they only give you the first basically 10 Pokemon for the first long while where they're like, all right, you found a Talo. That's number 6. Mm-hmm.
They're like, here's 95. You got a bunch of question marks in between. Have fun. Good luck.
You know what? Now that I actually said it out loud, that's probably why they did that.
I'm sure. That's probably a part of the reason. Or they just decided all of this later.
Right. All right. So we made a rock snake. Where should we put it? Should we put it at the beginning of the game? Should we put it at the end of the game? And then they answered both, just at different levels.
Do you think they designed the Pokemon for the gym leaders or the gym leaders for the Pokemon?
I think they designed the Pokemon first and then took similar themed Pokemon and gave them
in gyms.
to a mannequin of a character who they then built up around the Pokemon that they had.
What kind of Pokemon would we have, Mike?
That's a very good question. Would we have
what type would we get? Yeah, what type? Okay, let's be cool. We're gonna be dual typed.
Okay,
two types for each other. So you pick me, I pick you.
Dual types.
Yeah. So like two types that I can have.
I'm two types for you. Okay.
Yeah, for me.
I see you going the purple route. So we're going like a fire and water kind of thing, or maybe a fire and ice.
I love how he said purple and didn't think of poison. Continue.
Oh, hey, you're right. Yeah.
I could see myself being toxic.
No, yeah. Okay, no, yep. I like this. I like this path better. No, but we're going this way. You are definitely a poison type trainer.
What's the other type, though?
Doesn't matter. You're just poison. You are nothing but toxicity.
Just poison, poison.
And poison and ice. You're frigid.
I'm cold poison. Okay.
Is there a poison ice type? Huh.
I was going to say Jinx, but that's psychic.
I don't think so.
I don't think. I mean, I feel viruses freeze in the cold.
Right.
It would be counterintuitive.
No, it looks like there isn't. Yeah, confirmed. There is no poison and ice type Pokemon.
Oh, well.
That's you.
Game Freak. Get on. Oh, that's me. I'm the only one.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Mike?
Okay.
Mike is going to be electric, normal.
Wow. Wow. You giving me that Heliolisk typing?
Yeah, man.
Oh, and then I don't even have a Heliolisk on my team.
Rest in peace.
Wow. Yeah, so you just have
a bunch of Chanseys and a Pikachu.
I'm not even a gym leader. I'm just like a basic trainer on Route 6.
Why the normal? Because you're a dad.
Okay.
And Norman, you get Norman vibes from Mike.
Norman is a dad. Yeah, confirmed.
You're also down to earth. And then
There's
also you're electrifying because you're the star of the show. You're the BuzzFeed of the podcast.
Because we've got the microphones and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can kind of see it. Has there ever been a radio host trainer?
There has been a punk pop rock band, which was this generation.
That's true.
They had microphones.
They did indeed have microphones. Okay. Cool.
But I mean, if I gave you dark type, there would be questions asked, and I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I think you went the safe route, going normal electric. I'm down with that. Yeah,
Mike went toxic ice.
I just did like a full on attack on your character, and you.
is it because I'm Nordic?
Are you?
No, not even close.
I was gonna say, like, none of you is that, right?
I mean, I'm above the equator.
You did a 23andMe.
Unfortunately, yeah, none of me.
Yeah.
In fact, I just go more southern.
Yeah, for real. Okay, let's actually talk Pokemon this week. So, episode 96, this is a drowsy episode. Welcome to the psychic world. Oink, oink. Speaking of oink, oink, Pokemon Unite has a new character coming up. Mamoswine's finally coming out this Wednesday, September 29th. You have a concerned look on your face.
Yeah, Mamoswine's a pig, isn't it?
Mamoswine is a pig. I mean, technically, it's a mammoth.
I don't like that.
It's a mammoth pig. It's a mammoth swine. You're welcome. I just blew your mind.
You just ruined Mamoswine for me. Mm-hmm. Now, see, when I think of pig, I think of spoink, but now I'm going to think of Mamoswine.
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess that's what the swine in its name stands for. Continue.
To be honest, I didn't get there until I just said it either. So is mammoth swine a pig?
I mean, I always call it man bear pig, but that's like a Family Guy reference.
Also kind of true.
There's no bear there.
No. There's also no bear.
There's no man there either. It's just a pig.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Nope. That's very true. Oops.
It's Mamoswine news.
Mamoswine. It's coming out, and they've given us all of their all of its moveset, which looks pretty insane. Looks pretty nuts. Every Pokemon, for those of you who are new to Unite or haven't played it yet, every Pokemon has three moves. They have a special one, a special two, and an ultimate move, a Unite move, if you will. Starts off as one and then branches off into one of two other things. So for its first special one, starts off as Ice Shard, which tosses three chunks of ice and does damage in an AoE. Those shards of ice decrease movement speed, and if a Pokemon is hit by all three chunks, it's frozen. So that's level one. That's what you can get as your very first move as a Swinub. And for me, that makes me sad about Ninetales, because Vulpix took quite a bit to actually freeze a Pokemon. For every one of your third attacks and every one of your abilities, that put on one of four stacks of freezing. And Mamoswine can just kind of do that at level one.
So a Mamoswine Ninetales lane is going to be toxic.
Oh, 100%.
You're not going to move. There has to be cooldown. There's no way they're just going to allow that into the game and be like, ice is ice.
Yeah, I'm really curious if Ninetales and Mamoswine's freeze are if they stack. Like, depends, am I able to continue to stack frozen stacks on Pokemon through my Vulpix if people have frozen them from Mamoswine?
Just want the enemy not to move.
Right.
They won't go anywhere. I mean, they're clearly making Mamoswine like a disgusting CC bot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we'll see that later on as well. From there, their Ice Shard changes into either Ice Fang or Icicle Crash. Ice Fang is a hook. And we finally have, I believe this is our first hook Pokemon, hook champion of.
Unless you count Lick Unite. But that's a baby move.
Does Lick hook?
Yeah.
Oh.
It brings them in. But, I mean, it goes away at, like, level four, so you never really use it.
Right, right. So Ice Fang brings the Pokemon in, and then it also gives you a choice, to send the Pokemon forward or backward. So imagine Machamp's submission, but you get to choose which direction it's going.
Okay, so you can either peel or CC somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I kind of like the balance that. Of that. I kind of like the balance of that because Machamp, with its submission, you only get the one direction that you can go, which is backwards, which most of the time, that's the one you want to do. But yeah, it's a hard commit. But the upside to that is that you get all this increased movement speed. With Mamoswine, you don't get that increased movement speed, but you do get to choose whether it's going forward or backward. So sometimes that actually makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. Often, if I'm running a Machamp and I have my submission active, I'm using it to run toward Pokemon that are going toward my goal. So I'm running toward them. They're at my goal. I grab them and then I throw them backward. But backward from where I'm running from is actually back into the lane, back into the middle of the lane. With Mamoswine, you can do that same like sneak up on them from behind and then hook them
into your team.
And then throw them back into the goal. Or further into your lane where they get slowed.
Gives you an option for going behind them too. I mean, I feel like Mamoswine can be a pretty low-key good jungler, pretty much like every Pokemon in this game, but might actually serve a purpose. Like when just sneaking behind your enemy, being able to go for the Ice Fang and push them into your team or farther away from their goal, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as you were speaking, I was reading up on Icicle Crash here. It's so hard to justify, at least in my opinion, it's hard to justify not choosing Icicle Crash because Icicle Crash just seems really good.
Exactly. So Icicle Crash is the other thing that you can evolve from Ice Shard. Seems to be like it's meant to be used with high horsepower, which is one of the moves from your special two. Icicle Crash leaves a icicle in the middle of its area of effect and does damage around it as well. But that icicle can be broken either by tackling it or using high horsepower, or I think even attacking it. Anybody can attack it, I think. And once that breaks, it freezes all of the Pokemon in its general area. And that is just so scary.
Imagine that in the middle of a team fight. Wild.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you get to freeze an entire team.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot about, I know we always bring back League references to this chat, but it's like, you know, the MOBA that we have most experience with. Besides Unite, it's just Sejuani. It's a big Sejuani ulti.
And I mean,
essentially, it's the Ice Pig. Here we go again.
Yeah.
The Ice Pig.
I mean, I guess if we're talking about any League character that is closest to any Pokemon, canon aside, it's Sejuani to Mamoswine.
Yeah. I like that, though. I mean, there is some nuances. Like, you could tell that Tencent, like, loves their games, and they're able to find matching themes with them.
For sure. For sure. It's a nice nice throwback to another character. So, which isn't used anymore in League anyway. But, so, I mean, that's special one for Mamoswine. Special two starts either as Tackle, which is just a basic damage and knockback. But that combined with Ice Shard at level 3 or level 4, whenever you get them both, that's so much crowd control right off the bat. You get a knockback, you get a freeze. Like, Mamoswine is just going to be able to dominate lanes early.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we're going to have to see how strong Swinub is, though.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing with Mamoswine that other supports, like, or other defenders, like Snorlax and, like, Slowbro, don't have in common with it, is that they only have two evolutions. Mamoswine has to go through 3.
True.
So it depends on how weak the Swinub is. Like, there are some times where the babies aren't that bad. But if they're going to be as hindered as, you know, a Ralts or Scorbunny or Froakie, then it's going to be a little bit rough in the early. But,
yeah,
you know, the CC should be able to keep you alive.
Yeah, Gardevoir right now has a major issue.
Yeah.
It takes That's so long.
Pretty much only issue. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's super strong, but it takes a long time to get there. So high horsepower is one of the moves the Tackle can turn into. High horsepower rushes to a location, knocks back a Pokemon, and then Mamoswine stomps its feet, and all of the Pokemon in the area of it are unable to act. So they can't move, they're rooted, they can't use their abilities. That and it deals increased damage to frozen Pokemon, which, if you'll remember, that is Icicle Crash. Icicle Crash, if you use high horsepower and it freezes all the Pokemon in the area, it freezes them and then does a bunch of damage to them. So they just cannot do anything.
I mean, disgusting.
It's disgusting. And it does incentivize using both of those together, but it's also so that the Venn diagram doesn't make them completely useless, right? Because they're both attacks that make the Pokemon unable to do anything. You're freezing and you're also, you know, unable to act. So why would you bring them both together? Because then your high horsepower does extra damage. I feel like people are going to experiment starting with that first. Then they'll quickly realize that you can actually use Ice Fang just as well. It's just that, you know, the synergy isn't totally there. But you're still, you know, making Pokemon unable to act. We'll see how valuable that is.
It definitely seems like Timmy decided to do this intentionally. It's like kind of the same thing with Gengar, right?
Yeah.
Like Hex is just infinitely better with Sludge Bomb because Shadow Ball makes no sense with Hex. And this is not a situation where it doesn't make no sense, but it's definitely meant to be used together.
For sure.
And looking through Earthquake and how Earthquake gives you another pull, I'm pretty sure they also want Ice Fang and Earthquake to be used together. But, you know, you can exchange it here and there.
Because I just see Mamoswine being so oppressive with Ice Fang and high horsepower in that you Ice Fang to pull someone in and then throw them back toward your goal. And then you high horsepower to knock them even further back and have them just, like, way close to your fountain. Easy
peasy. I feel like there is like a best of both worlds. It's like you either want a Mamoswine that doesn't let your opponent move, which is the Icicle Crash high horsepower, or you have a Mamoswine that can just take the enemy and put them somewhere else.
Put them wherever you want. Exactly.
You got two builds.
Yeah. So the other tackle upgrade is Earthquake. Mamoswine, when you use Earthquake, will jump and pull Pokemon toward the location that it lands. If you use that with Ice Fang, you've essentially got two pulls. You're pulling them in, you're throwing them somewhere, you're Earthquaking, and then you're pulling them back toward you. This is going to be really good for, say, Gengar pairings or Ninetales pairings, things that like when Pokemon are all kind of grouped up as one. Really, really solid in team fights as well. Its ultimate ability, its Unite move, is Mammoth Mash. And Mammoth Mash makes Mamoswine unstoppable, much like Blastoise's Rapid Spin. It decreases movement speed and deals damage. So it just kind of starts stomping around, moving around, that kind of thing. The final stomp that it does throws opposing Pokemon in an area of effect. So again, it's just tossing Pokemon all over the place, this Mamoswine. I really like the feel of this Pokemon, actually.
You like the feel of it now until you play against it. Then you're gonna hate it.
Yeah,
the feel.
Exactly.
It's not gonna be a feeling you like.
I just think it's so good for the game to like have a Pokemon that like does the thing that you'd imagine that it would do. Like, it's just a big mammoth walk, like a frozen mammoth walking around all over the place, shaking everyone up, like making them move around.
I'm getting a lot of Nautilus vibes from this.
Nautilus. It's like, yeah.
Like that heavy CC does nothing but CC thing. Mm. And I kind of like that. The game needs that. I'm tired of, you know, I feel like the CC that the game has right now is more, it's weird. It's not very physical CC. It's more of, you know, a Slowbro telekinesis or a Gardevoir stunning. It's not right. Hey, I'm going to throw you that direction. I'm going to stun you. I'm going to knock up, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's interesting with Slowbro too, because I find telekinesis is just as much a CC. And by the way, when we say CC, everybody, that means crowd control, things that you do to inhibit the other Pokemon's moves. It's just as much a CC for the other Pokemon as it is for yourself. You're forced to stay there and root another Pokemon. And it's like, why am I sitting out there for absolutely nothing? The fact that
kind of exactly what a Slowbro would have thought of.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are actual Slowbro thoughts. What's the point of sitting out here for so long?
Yeah. And I mean, that is, you know, something that makes telekinesis kind of a harder move to use for a lot of people, because you can put yourself out of position just as quickly as you can go and root them. But with Mamoswine, you at least get to really quickly do your thing and then get out. I'm a big fan of the Pokemon that move really fast. Venusaur is my jam right now. Absolutely my jam.
Mike's a Venusaur one trick right now.
Absolutely. Between last episode and this one, we've been doing a lot of streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/Pokesports. And I've been playing Venusaur for almost all of them. I started off playing Ninetales at the beginning of the week, and I went like 1-6, something like that. And then I went into Venusaur, and I went like 12-3.
You think it's gonna be nerfed on Wednesday?
I don't think so. I don't think enough people were talking about it yet.
I think they're gonna let it live. I think they were too busy with Krustle and Lucario to worry about Venusaur.
Way too busy with Krustle and Lucario. This past week has been huge for those two Pokemon. They were bugged. To the point that it made high-level play, and even probably low-level play, almost unplayable.
They were banned in tournaments. A lot of competitive players spoke out about it, saying, this game, I'm literally refusing to play ranked until this is fixed. Mm-hmm.
So what had happened? Krustle was gaining attack every single time it died. So you know, when you put on held items and all that kind of stuff, you know how held items give you stats. Apparently, what I seem to understand from this is the stats that you gain from those were treated as Krustle's like actual stats. So when it died and it came back, it would reload whatever items you had on it, and it would apply those stats again. So if you had an attack weight or whatever that gave you 15 attack, it would put it on Krustle's kit, and then Krustle would die, and it would come back, and then it would have 15 plus 15 attack, and then it would die, and then it would come back, and then have 15 attack times 3. So
remember that League of Legends meta where Sion would just die to tower, then respawn quicker, ult back, and die to tower again? That's the Krustle.
That's the Krustle, because every time you died, you came back better. Also, its ult its Unite move was had its cooldown like drastically reduced to the point where you could use it like, I want to say every 10 seconds, something like that. Where that was a problem, especially when you combine it with, you know, your multiple timed attack. That was nuts.
Yeah,
no,
that doesn't sound like a great time. What about Lucario?
And then Lucario was an easy one. Lucario's extreme speed damage was just like, I think somebody added a zero where they shouldn't have added a zero, and its damage was just too high.
I've seen some of the clips. Thankfully, in the games that me and Mike played, either we weren't going against a Lucario or a Crustle, or Venusaur so dumb we didn't notice. Because I'll be honest, I didn't know these were bugs until someone said they were bugs.
Same.
I didn't notice them. Like, I didn't notice an issue in the game. Me and Mike were so on top of the, yeah, Venusaur is dumb. This needs to be nerfed. And then everyone on Twitter is like, not even saying the word Venusaur at all.
Yeah.
They're just saying, hey, Crustle Lucario. Also, if you guys are wondering why Venusaur is so good, you pretty much get, like, no cooldown on your Giga Drain if you're in a team fight and constantly pedal dancing.
Yeah, so pedal dance, I don't know if it was like this before. It was changed a little bit. But pedal dance essentially has 3 seconds of downtime. You have a 9-second, I think, cooldown on your pedal dance, but it lasts for 6 seconds, and the cooldown starts when you use it. So you use it, you start running around at like super mock speed. I haven't seen any other Pokemon that runs as fast as Venusaur right now. It's going for 6 seconds. You get 3 seconds of downtime, so you hide over in a bush or something, and you come back out and you do it again. So the second I hit level 7, I start running all around the map. I start collecting all of the Pokemon from the center lane, from the top lane, from the bottom lane. I'm making all of the objectives. I'm arriving at them all on time because I'm just able to be everywhere at once.
200 plus score every single game.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yes. Easily. Any game that I win is pretty much a 200 plus point game right now. And that also affects your Giga Drain, I believe, when you use Pedal Dance in a team fight. It's so great. So like in team fights, you never die because you have this attack that heals based on how many Pokemon you hit. And if you're in a team fight, you're hitting everybody.
Also damage reduction on the Giga Drain too.
That's right.
It gives damage reduction, goes on like a 0 second cooldown. I think there was videos of it. It's like if you hit 3 people, you go from the 6 second cooldown to a 0.2, or like it goes down like instantly. It's just crazy.
But hey, thankfully Lucario and Crustle. Exactly. They broke Crustle and Lucario, so nobody can pay attention to that yet. And then Mamoswine will be out, so everyone will be paying attention to Mamoswine. So I'm down. That's fine.
Hey, kudos to them for actually pushing it early too, because they were gonna wait until the 29th until there was an, you know, community outcry to fix this now. And they actually went ahead and were able to resolve the issue relatively quickly. I mean, just like, what, 4 days? That ain't too bad.
That wasn't too bad at all. No, that's true.
I've seen like, you know, whole patches happen and the bug's just there and no one does anything about it.
It was very funny how people started crying about this. And then maybe the day after, Pokemon Unite puts out a thing saying that on September 29th, they're going to fix Crustle's Unite move. And people were like, that's not even the problem. It was the problem, but it wasn't the only problem.
Yeah. Like, here's a bunch of other problems. I will say this. I hope so in the future, if there's ever a serious bug like this, they just disable the character.
Yeah.
I know League of Legends does that. I'm pretty sure Dota does that. It's just kind of a simple thing to do, right? You just, okay, this is broken. Disable it.
Yeah.
And then no one's complaining, you know?
It's not a problem at all to just say, hey, this character doesn't work right now. Like, we're working on it, but maybe just don't play it for a bit.
And yeah.
Maybe give them a little bit of compensation because mobile players
give
them
some
will be
coins.
Crying.
I just want coins.
Whatever.
Here's some AOS. Stuff.
Give them some. Here's
a ticket. Have a ticket. Item enhancers are all the new fad right now, so just give them some of those.
I really think the last thing that they did was really solid for the game, where they gave them those free level 30 item enhancers.
What did you use yours on?
Defensive items, because Venusaur.
I used, I had pretty much most of my items on like 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up pretty much just sticking it where I could and then getting it refunded to me and then spreading that out. So I got all of my items to like, I got all my important items to like 20. I think I'm missing like two items.
Nice.
I think it's EXP share. I'm never going to use that.
Yeah, I've never used EXP share. It's very low on my priorities right now until they actually buff it again.
I'm not a Blissey or Eldegoss player. I don't think I'll ever use that. I'm not trying to say that you guys are bad. I'm just saying that I don't play those Pokemon.
Yeah, that's fair. Plus, I'm too busy playing Venusaur. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some Pokemon BGC news. That and more when we come back. See you in a sec. And we're back. Welcome back to PokeSports. Let's talk VGC. Is Kevin, I love VGC as much as the next guy, but a bit of an
it's not great rumor that's happening right now. I guess we should start from the beginning.
Yeah.
So we got this global exhibition where a bunch of the top players or players that ranked number one in the Players Cup 4 are going to compete against each other to see who's the best of them all. Got a bunch of players from each region. I think I don't remember all the regions from the top of my head, but North America is one of them.
Yeah.
I should have this. Like,
congratulations. You have.
Okay. Okay.
I got you.
There you go. Mike, do it.
Yeah. We've got the United States, we've got Italy, Peru, Australia, Japan, Korea, Thailand, and Taiwan. There you go.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, one of those players, I guess I'm gonna keep it anonymous because they did end up deleting the tweet. So mm-hmm. I guess they must have gotten in trouble for it. So I'm going to keep it anonymous. But one of those players from one of those regions, I guess accidentally leaked the rule set for Series 11. And I'm disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So the tweet goes, if I could find it, it's lost.
It's gone forever.
No, I found it. The tweet goes, Pokemon Global Exhibition at the end of this month, which is going to be October 29th and October 30th. They mentioned they have zero experience in Series 8. They still have no team. And then a bunch of personal issues. But yeah, they mention zero experience in Series 8, which means that the global exhibition is going to be played in Series 8. Here's my issue with this. Why would they have a global exhibition played in Series 8 unless Series 11 was just going to be Series 8? Because the thing is, this global exhibition is going to debut the same time that Series 10 ends.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like at the end of October.
And remind me, Series 8 is Dynamax is there, one restricted.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what we have, but they bring Dynamax back.
Right.
Which is an issue because that's the same metagame that me and Mike monkeyed around at Broad Zamazenta, but also the same metagame that was just Zacian and Groudon teams anywhere.
Yeah.
And I hated it. It's so boring.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I have very conflicting thoughts on it because, I mean, Series 8 is the embodiment, I think, of where VGC was going for a long time. Like bringing one restricted Pokemon and having that game's mechanic in there. But then the conflicting thought is that that mechanic isn't good. And they showed that by taking it away in the most recent series.
And I would say this is one of the most competitive series I've played so far. In my mind, I think it's competitive. And I think the next best step would have been to keep the gimmick deleted, mm-hmm. and remove the restricted. Let us play a Series 9 with no Dynamax. I would have been okay with that.
Just just something new. Some like we've already seen that rehashing old series just isn't a good look. It doesn't feel good. I understand that if you're going to bring back any series, Series 8 is probably the one that you're going to want to bring back, because that is the one, again, that encompasses all of what BGC is. But I think there's still some room to play around with it. There's still some room to try out different formats and do things that will create teams that we haven't seen before. I think that's where Pokemon's real benefit lies right now. It's just they have so many Pokemon out there. Stop making it so that people only end up bringing 30 to 40. Less than
I think. The thing that disappoints me with Series 8 as an archetype and as a metagame is that you can open the decks up and it still wouldn't change anything. You would still just be using these restricted mons, because the new Pokemon that are outside of the decks are just a bunch of Pokemon that aren't that meaningful. I don't want to make it sound like none of the Pokemon outside of the decks are like, I'm not trying to say that they're all bad.
Right.
But you're all still going to use Aishin. You're all still going to use Groudon. You're all still going to use Kyogre. You're still going to use Calyrex Shadow. You're not going to be like, hey, I'm going to try to use Murkrow because I want to try a new Dark Flying type.
Right.
When Yveltal exists. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I get it, too, with if they're going to have... Oh, man. Every time I end up talking about something that I don't really like, it always ends up being that it does like one too many things. I've mentioned this for Dynamax. I've mentioned this for Zapdos and Pokemon Unite, that it, those mechanics just end up doing too much. And any one of those things being removed would make it better. For Series 8, Dynamax was one step too far. And they made that in Series 10. They fixed it, in my opinion, in Series 10. And if they brought in the new Pokemon and kept Series 10's rules, it would have been an incredibly fun metagame, even with the restricteds. If they went and allowed restricteds again and took out Dynamax, or sorry, if they went and took out restricteds and allowed Dynamax, then it would make those new Pokemon really fun, because now you can Dynamax them and make them relevant. You saw a lot in the Dynamax metas where it made subpar Pokemon really good.
Rhyperia is a big one. Labyrinth is another one. Yeah.
Oh my
Pokemon,
gosh,
Rhyperia. Duraludon. You can't use Duraludon unless you Dynamax, guys. It's
can't
like
do it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was worth it. I think Dynamax was really good, but when they made all of the rules open, it just made it so you're only bringing in your restricted Pokemon and Dynamaxing it. Or you're bringing in Zacian because that's the Dynamax killer that had the attack that was more powerful than a Dynamax Pokemon anyway.
Yeah, Groudon's a lot more scary when it can't miss a ground move.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they, if this is the, I really hope that we're taking this out of context. I really hope we are. And I hope this is just going to be, you know, the Series 8 global exhibition, because why not? You know, I mean, I'm trying to be a little bit more optimistic about it. I'm thinking that they want to do Series 8 for their global exhibition because this is the global exhibition right before the release of BDSP. And they want to include, you know, the gimmick of the game while also including the restricted mon for their global exhibition, because that encompasses all of the, you know, aspects of Sword and Shield. I get it. If that's the case, fine. Thank goodness. You know, you can have the top players play Series 8 all they want. My other thing is, my other big brain play is, they want to do Series 8 because this Players' Cup was Players' Cup 4, which was played in Series 8 rules.
Right.
So they want to have these players who are top level in Series 8 also play in Series 8 to be at a level playing field.
Right.
I'm trying to be very optimistic about it. At the same time, worst case scenario, me and Mike are going to take a BDSP break. A really long one.
A really long BDSP break. But I mean, man, that was the thing that I feared most about BDSP coming out, is you know, that they would go back to a prior series. And the issue that that brings is that all of the pro players, they're still going to be playing. They're still going to be like getting better at the game that they already know, and now they get to practice it. But you're not going to bring in new players. And when you have a whole new game coming out, BDSP, Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl, that you're taking your casual audience to anyway, you don't want to go and make your current game seem boring if you want people to keep on playing it. They've already gone out and said that they're not going to have ranked battles in BDSP, which is basically saying stick to Sword and Shield if that's what you're about. But then they're also incentivizing people to leave.
Mm-hmm. That's super unfortunate, man. Yeah. I really hope that this isn't going to play out the way. Let us know down below if you guys have opinions on this, or tweet at us or do something at us. Because I want to know if we're the only ones upset about this. I want to know if some of you guys are actually excited that you're going to be playing Series 8 again. Because, I mean, there were people that were excited that, you know, Series 9 was Series 7. They were happy that it was because they really enjoyed playing Series 7. I guess, you know, to each their own, right? But that's just kind of my opinion. I hope that's not what they're going to do, but I could totally see them doing it, and I would not be surprised if this is the way it turns out. Regardless, we have plans for BDSP, so that's fine. We did have plans, and if anything, I'll give it a shot. I will try. It might have to be a stream thing, though, because, like, what can I upload
right.
if I have teams already for Series 8 already finished?
I mean, the thing about us, though, is, like, we're good no matter what. Like, we, in terms of, like, things that we have planned for Pogi Sports and what we want to be doing together and for the people, like, we've got a lot of things that we're thinking of. We've always got that. But we're always going to be supporters and fans of the main series Pokemon battle stuff.
We want to see it succeed.
I want to see it succeed.
That's why we're passionate about it. That's why we get angry when dumb things like this happen.
That's why we named the thing PokeSports, because we want Pokemon and esports.
No matter how much we try to make BDSP competitive, we're gonna try our best, but it's just gonna be two Bidoofs tackling each other most of the time. So.
soon to be a Swinub using tackle in Pokemon Unite. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, true.
All right. So with that, I think let's call it a day. It's been fun. It's been a nice talk. I'm honestly, like, 2 weeks into this no video thing, I'm enjoying this. This is nice to just be able to chat with you about this and not worry too much.
We could be very late to the podcast too. I was like a good half hour late.
It's super late in the night, but it's chill. It's chill. We both had our little snacks. You had your apple pie and I had my chips. We're good.
Yeah, you had chocolate too. Mike had these Kinder.
I had a very bad snack night, yeah.
I had Sonic for lunch today, but I also didn't eat anything all day, though. Hey, I didn't eat anything all day.
Oh, yeah, that
so
makes it fine.
I could afford chicken sandwich.
Yeah, your body was craving nutrients, and you gave it Sonic.
I gave it the opposite of what it needed.
Right.
Here's a bunch of carbs and a protein slab. Enjoy.
That's been fried.
No, I got it grilled.
Oh, okay, okay.
I got
Look
it
you,
grilled.
Mr. Health Nut.
I respect myself. I've seen what goes into a fryer.
Oh, no.
I don't eat fried food.
That's Peach talk right there. Let's transition into the Peach in just a second. But first, I want to thank everybody who's been listening to the podcast. I want to thank everybody on Patreon, patreon.com/PokeSportsPodcast, who has been supporting us for so long. You folk are amazing people. I want to give a big shout out to Matthew H, Corey, Carlo H, Scott D, King Boo, Martine, Ahmed A, Greg T, Make It Totter, PA. That's Pierre, folks. Outing you right there. Ryan G, Ryan W, and so on. I want to give a big thanks to our mods, Mod Lupus, Mod Pierre, Mod Tofu, for doing what you do. Especially with all your help with the Peach recently. Not the Peach, the League. Excuse me. Our names are too similar. It's not an easy thing to put together a tournament every single month. And I want to give some major recognition to the people who help out with that. That's it's amazing. Thank you for that. You can check us out on Twitter at PogiesportsPod, or you can check us out on Instagram at PogiesportsPodcast. Make sure you go and check out the YouTube channel as well. Last thing, youtube.com/PogiesportsPod, where Kevin has been putting out Pokemon stuff every single day for the past long time. So tons of stuff to watch if you're interested in Pokemon VGC stuff and some Pokemon Unite. I've got a video coming out later this week about my Venusaur escapades.
Watch it now before it gets bad.
The entire time. Kevin's still going to be playing. He's just going to be crying the entire time.
Don't stock up on toilet paper after the tornado, guys. Come on. Watch it now.
All right. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye-bye.